It's homecoming week for Valley City State University and Valley City High School. Always a special time. We'll find out more right here on Toast and Jam. I'm Tim Oast, or Toast. And this is Paul McDonald. He's the one we call Jam.
I am Jam.
That's Jam.
I'm right Jam.
Toast and Jam brought to you by the North Dakota Army National Guard and Nodak Insurance. We're broadcasting from the 1047 studios. Don't ask me how we got that. All you have to do is look at the clock. It never moves. It's always 1047.
It's like they say it's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's always 1047 here. There
you go. You know, we're going to get to our guests, but first, let's announce our winner for last week's Pick 6 football contest that you can obtain in the Times Record newspaper or online. Our winner was?
Cindy Wendell is the one that won this week. Well, she was one of the three that went 6-0.
That's hard to believe.
It is. People were drinking the Viking juice there. They drank the Viking Kool-Aid and knew they were going to beat San Francisco.
We did not pick the Minnesota Vikings.
We did not.
What were we, 4-2?
We were 4-2.
4-2.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the other one? Oh, the Highlander.
The Highlanders, yeah. Yep.
But we always go with the Highlanders.
Go with the Highlander Blues, regardless.
Yes. Absolutely. Okay, Cindy Wendell, congratulations. And by the way, those three people that had the best records, the other two will also go into that drawing for the bus trip.
Correct.
To the Viking game in October.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's talk homecoming in Valley City first,
a
word from the North Dakota Army National Guard. You have all that information.
I do, right here. Would you like me to read it or tell you about it? Well, the National Guard, they have the service options available. You can decide the best fit. Quit laughing, Carter. And there are two paths to service the Army National Guard. You can be either an enlisted soldier or a commissioned officer. And you two are, you know, getting to that point in your lives. You can start thinking about what you're going to do with your life. State tuition assistance or some of the assistance, 4 years of college with ROTC programs. But the biggest thing is a combined federal and state tuition assistance programs will cover up to 100%. 100%. Usually that's everything, isn't it?
That's everything.
That's everything.
Yeah.
We'll cover everything at a North Dakota State-supported school like VCSU. And I'm not going to name any other ones because there is no other. There is no any other ones.
No.
VCSU is the only one. So that is a part-time service, lifelong benefits. And you can call 1-800-GO-GUARD or 701-253-1030. Or you can check it out at ndarmyguard.com.
Okay. Carter said he's going to be a radio guy.
Oh, come on, man. Why would you want to do that? You're going to work for a living.
They told me that if I could be on radio, I could talk politics, get a few jokes here and there, and maybe influence people's opinions, but that's a whole different story.
Well, politics is a joke sometimes.
No, that's talk show host there.
Yeah,
that's talk show host.
Yep.
Radio DJ, I know, spin the tunes, that kind of thing. No interest? No interest there, Carter?
Politics.
Just
or
politics.
Weather. We can always do weather. Too tall Tom Szymanski over here.
Yeah, there we go.
You're not tall enough.
I'm not.
Aren't you a meteorologist, too? Don't you do the meteorology stuff?
A bit of meteorology. I learned how to read weather models, and I looked a bit at radar reading, Doppler radar.
Rainfall totals.
Rainfall.
Snow amounts. Oh, I just swore on the air. I'm sorry.
Ooh, that's bad. Okay. Our two students, by the way, Carter Haas. I pronounced that right? Carter Haas.
Carter Haas.
Haas?
See?
I said Haas. I've been saying Haas forever.
I told.
It's Haas?
I would say Haas just because, but.
It's
you know.
Haas.
Well, we were Bonanza fans, so Haas. Yeah. And Haas Cartwright. Yeah. But it's Haas.
Yeah.
And
it's Haas.
And Gabby Waitson is also with us. Yeah. Gabby, nice to have you along here.
Nice to have
okay.
you.
Okay. You really have to put that up to the mouth
quiet,
if you're going to talk.
She's,
yeah.
She's a quiet one in the corner there.
We have no quiet talking in this room.
No.
Zero.
No.
It's loud.
This is a participation class. You get better grades if you participate.
Okay. It's going to be a busy week, a busy weekend, two homecomings in 1 week. Maybe just give us a little layout of what we've got going on this week, first of all, during the week. You had the Powder Puff last night.
Yep.
By the way, who won that?
Seniors won it 30-0.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll just say this. I have to kudos to the juniors. They only had 9 players, because 13 juniors all play volleyball, and you don't want them on the powder puff field. They get hurt. That hurts your volleyball season.
Well, they should have maybe recruited from down below.
Get some of the younger kids.
Gabby could have caught a football.
Yeah. But I know. Maddie Wendell had a couple of touchdowns. Jason Lasseter had one long touchdown run. And I think Maddie Wendell had like two or three last year, two as a junior, and she had a couple this year as a senior. So.
Okay. All right.
And Carter, you did the PA.
That's the first back-to-back Powder Puff champions in over a decade. So it's been a long time.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
All right. Now, is a sophomore or freshman? So you got 2 years yet before you're going to be part of that.
Yep. I'm a freshman.
Okay. Freshman. Okay. Who's going to start here? Let's talk about what's happening this week, heading into the weekend for your homecoming week.
Yeah. So starting on Tuesday, we had our Powder Puff game. Mm-hmm. And when we went into Wednesday, what's going to happen, we're going to have an early out day so we can build our floats. All the classes can go out and have a good time with that. There will be some activities going on. There is a golf tournament at the Cottonwood Golf Club. And then Thursday, there's a JV tennis match at Cheyenne. And we got a lot of boys tennis going on. There's a volleyball game. And then there's a varsity volleyball game at 7. And we'll have Chuck-a-Duck, which is going to be a fundraiser for student council. So you can always come in and do that.
Chuck-a-Duck, explain that. Do you know how that works?
And you chuck it.
Is that what you do?
Because you try to get into a basket, right?
Yeah,
they were doing it the other night.
Throw ducks into the basket?
Match. Yeah, they have baskets on the floor, and you try to throw it and make it into the basket.
You could do that.
Not from where I sit.
Oh, I've seen you throw a duck.
Hand-eye coordination.
A lot of it.
Got to have that when you're tuning everything on the radio.
He might need a bat to hit the duck into the...
Exactly. On Thursday, we don't have many like school-level activities where we're just all getting together. It's just kind of another day to work on your floats, go support the Highlanders at the volleyball games, and wear your class colors, I believe.
Yeah,
okay.
Or Tropical Thursday. We'll have Tropical Thursday where you can dress up, look good, and just have a great beach day, if you will.
Need a shirt? I've got a few. Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah,
you need one? I got one.
I'd rather just go to Hawaii at this point.
Well, I don't know if I can arrange that.
I can argue with that.
A winter bird, they call it. And then Friday is the big day. So pep rally at 2 o'clock, brought to you by the student council. The parade is at 4, and VCSU is also doing that with us, so that's going to be amazing. Both homecomings. And then, of course, we have the big game against the Fargo South Bruins. So that's going to be very interesting. See how Engen can get his boys to play that out. And after that, we have our dance on Saturday, and there's a cross-country varsity meet at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. So the dance for 7th graders and 8th graders, the junior high homecoming dance, is 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m., and then from 9 to 11 p.m., we will have our big homecoming dance for 9th through 12th grade. And if you leave once, you can't get
right. Is Paul spinning tunes for that then too, or how does that work?
Well, we tried to get him, but he said
no.
He's
I'm
booked.
Busy.
He was
I'm
booked.
Busy.
He's booked.
I'm busy. But now cross country. Now, would you do cross country, Gabby, or did you?
Yeah, I do cross
country. And this is the big Bill Jansen blue and white on Saturday, isn't it?
Yep.
So excited for it.
Yeah, I'm hoping I can run though, because I just had a sprained ankle, so we're waiting to see if I'm cleared to play.
Okay, so, well, I'll talk to the physician and tell him to clear you, or Tabitha, if Tabitha has to clear you, and we'll get you cleared. We'll get you cleared for that. But now, also, coronation is 2 o'clock on Friday for homecoming royalty, because that's during the Pep Fest, right?
Yep.
Okay, you have the list of the candidates. If not, I think I got it memorized.
Yeah, the King candidates are Jake Anderson, Trevor Fetch, Colton Grable, Deegan Don, and then the Queen candidates are Joby Borg, Greta Govan, Ava Huseby, Bailey LaRue, and Madison Wendell.
Okay.
Good group there.
Good group. Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome.
And then
parade, what time? Oh, the big question.
The parade?
What time is the parade?
We had it marked down at 4 p.m., I think that's when they'll start throwing out candy, get the cars driving down the road.
And that's Friday.
Yeah, that's Friday.
Yeah.
Big Friday parade.
Yep.
It's going to be a good time. All the class floats are going to be there. They got some new floats this year, I'm sure, and then they have the nice cars that'll drive by. So they're expecting it to have tons of candy for all the kids.
Okay.
And then maybe class floats will be in the middle towards the end.
Okay. And band. We got the band going, too.
Oh, and
too.
The band.
Yeah. And the band, yes. The marching band, too. Yeah.
Van Pearsum's getting them ready to go. And
all right.
I've heard they're going to do really good from what I've heard from the students.
And I'll be out there in my blue and white bib overalls. You've
seen
you're
going to be going down the street, too?
Well, I might walk around there, maybe taking pictures and my blue and white bibs. Maybe I'll have VCSU shirt underneath since it's also VCSU's parade as well.
Yeah.
Is that we'll have to talk about that when we have President LaFave here.
Yeah, I usually do the VCSU cap, and then I have the highlighter.
There we go.
Or vice versa.
Or vice versa. Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm sporting both. Good connections. Anything else? Anything else for us?
On Wednesday is our class colors dress-up day. So that's going to be really fun. And then they'll announce those class colors. Besides that, on Monday, just one day after homecoming week, we'll have our first student congress meet, and that'll be in Fargo.
Okay.
So we'll have about six to eight kids competing.
And both of you are? No.
Just Carter.
Just Carter. Yep. Okay. So how did you get nominated for this, like being here with us today?
They wanted me to do a bit of like radio advertising, some things. So I chaired that committee. And then I just asked Gabby. I thought Gabby was a good person to come and speak. And she knows a lot about what's going on in school. So I was like, hey, you want to come with me? And she said yes. So here we are.
So you're not in school, you know. So that's why she knows what's going on, right?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Make it
keeping her in the radar.
Just mornings? Morning classes, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I got the text from Mrs. Fetch, so I knew who was coming. I'm like, they picked two good ones, so I knew we were going to be in good hands.
Well, Carter and Gabby, thank you so much for stopping in. We appreciate all you do. And, have fun this week during homecoming week, huh?
And absolutely. Your article is going to be in Wednesday's Times Record, so you can read Wednesday's Times Record, and Carter's one of our correspondents, and read his column that he has every week.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Now I can put a face with the article.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or Carter Haas. I got to get it
Carter
right.
Carter Haas.
Because I know I'll have him on Coach's Corner, too, on the Highland Activity Network, so I got to get it right. Carter Haas.
Carter Haas. All right. Very good. Carter, Gabby, thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Very good. You don't have to stick around. You can take off if you want, or you can hang it.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it's important to get back to school. Right, President LaFave?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Fun to be here today with Carter and Gabby.
A lot of fun. No kidding. President LaFave is also with us, Valley City State University president. And, of course, I think we've had these together before. It's been a while.
Yeah, you know,
the high school and the college.
Right. I'm not sure how long it's been, but
it has been a while.
The stars have to really align to make that happen in terms of both groups having their homecoming on the same weekend
and
that sort of thing.
And schedules, football schedules, all that good stuff, yeah. So it's going to be a busy weekend.
It sure is. It's been a busy week already. We had our coronation last night, and Grant Larson was chosen as the king, and Emma Bashton as the queen, and just, you know, as I sat there and listened to and the bios of all of the students and the MCs did a wonderful job, it just struck me that one of the questions all of the candidates were asked was, why did you choose VCSU, or what is it that you will remember the most about VCSU? And they all talk about that community atmosphere and the feeling like they're really a part of something. And it just really reinforces the importance of that university, not just to Valley City, but to all of these students in the whole region.
Boy, and that connection goes back to Thursday, Vikes on Central. Was that a night or what?
That was fantastic. What a great evening. And we're so appreciative to the community and the businesses and folks that stayed open and had these giveaways for the students. I don't think the ramen noodles lasted very long.
They never do.
But great food opportunities and excellent entertainment. And just seeing the street jam-packed with students, I think, helps reinforce, gives a visual image to how important those students are to the community.
Yeah, and we've got a big volleyball match coming up. That's part of homecoming week as well.
Yeah. We've got a couple of them.
A couple of them, big ones. Yeah.
Yeah. On Wednesday night, we've got Dickinson State at Gratian, and then on Thursday, we've got UJ over at the Bubble, and that is sure to be an exciting exciting match.
Yeah, I'm sure they're looking for a little revenge on us because we went over there last year and beat them.
They came here.
It was here.
We okay. swept them. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Two very outstanding programs, and it's going to be a night of great volleyball, a week of great volleyball.
Yeah. And, of course, I'll miss Thursdays because I got Highlander volleyball, but I'll be there Wednesday night for the conference opener with Dickinson State.
Great. Great.
Love Gracious.
I'll just take your place.
Will you?
I'll check it out.
You can do that?
Yeah.
I like that.
At least they won't kick me out of the gym. But
No. And speaking of the bubble, I love the new look.
Isn't that something?
I love the new look. We've talked about it before, but I love it.
It's very branded. It for some reason, with that new paint scheme, it seems like the wooden roof just really pops. Mm-hmm. And you see the architectural pieces of that facility a lot better. Yeah. And it just has a more VCSU feel to it. Yeah, it really does.
It does. It's a college atmosphere. Not that it wasn't before.
Right.
But you really got that college atmosphere when you walk in now.
Right.
Hey, some fun on Thursday, too. 4 p.m. laser tag for students at McFarland Lawn.
You know, our homecoming committee has done just a great job, and they're providing all kinds of fun opportunities. We have the Talent and Talentless night tonight on Tuesday.
Well,
night.
I know what Ken's
Why are you looking at me when he said talentless now? What the heck?
And then in addition to the athletic events, there's bowling on Wednesday night up at Sky Lanes. And then, as you said, Thursday, laser tag on McFarland Lawn, and that's always a good time. The students really enjoy that.
How about a Friday now, 11 o'clock, Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you know, the Music Hall of Fame has some quite well-known former alums and musicians who are included in that, but it's taken a hiatus. They haven't recognized folks from the music side for some time, and so they have three outstanding nominees this year that are going to be inducted. Bill Weiland, John Monilaws, and Tricia LeBon. All three of these folks are outstanding musicians in their own right, but they're all three phenomenal educators, or retired educators in the case of John, but certainly they
went on to do great
things.
They went on to do wonderful things.
And they've represented VCSU so well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so that's at 11 o'clock
at
the Eagles.
All right, Ice Cream Social for the Elmai Student Center at 1:30.
You've got to have ice cream.
Oh, you do.
Especially this time of year. And yeah, that's always fun. It allows alumni to come back and have a chance to see campus and see the changes that have happened. And many of them haven't been back on campus for a number of years, so we know that they'll be excited to see the updates.
Parade at 4.
Parade's at 4. And as Carter and Gabby talked, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a big parade. I don't know how it's all going to flow together because parade's at 4, and at 5 o'clock we've got our Hall of Fame at the Eagles for our athletic folks. And
that'll be a fast forward.
It's going to be a quick turnaround, but we'll figure out how to get it done.
All right. Free movie night for students at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, and another great every night this week, there are some great activities for our students, and that's one that I know that is always really enjoyed and appreciated, and lots of participation in that night.
All right. Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, I've been at one of these, and they're awesome. Alumni Honors Breakfast.
Yeah, we have several alums that are being honored. Our distinguished alumni this year is Dr. Joe Deitch. Joe teaches over at NDSU, one of our alums. His son is playing football for us this year, and Joe has just established a national reputation in his field in the area of kinesiology and physical education. He's very well known across the country. We're going to really enjoy honoring him. And then for our Alumni Service Award, two outstanding recipients this year, Joan Heckeman from Dickinson and Chet Pollard from Carrington. Both are alums who had a wonderful career in public service and played really important roles for the support of VCSU over the years, and not just VCSU, but all of higher education across the state of North Dakota.
Awesome. Football game, tailgating, of course, at 1 o'clock at Lockin. That's always fun.
Yep.
4 o'clock, we've got the game.
4 o'clock kickoff. And, tailgating, we invite everyone to come out. There's always a festive atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And rain or shine, you know, we're going to go. And we're looking forward to welcoming everyone back and just, you know, those connections where folks who were here 15, 20 years ago get a chance to reestablish those connections they've had and then meet some of the new folks as well and see some of the updates.
Okay. Alumni Social.
Yeah, that's always fun after the game, especially if we win.
Pressure's well, on.
No pressure.
There's a lot of armchair quarterbacking going right. on there anyway. Yeah. So,
well, you know, it as a president, I do watch all of the results, not just in football, but in all of the different sports.
And, right.
And you know how things turn out, and you see certain teams rising and others sort of being steady. And what I can say about Dakota State is it seems like they're off to a great start. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure it's going to be an excellent game. Mm-hmm. Our team went over and had a real good week at Augsburg, and they've had a bye week, and so everyone's healed up and rested up and ready to go. And I've talked to a lot of the athletes, and they are absolutely ready to get back at it yeah. on Saturday afternoon.
The adrenaline is at a different level during yeah. homecoming.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because you want to perform the best in front of alumni.
Yes.
Always.
And it's the first home game of the year because they haven't been home.
It is.
So it's the first home game of the year.
This is sort of a unique season. We've only got four home games this year.
It's kind
of
weird. Yeah.
Yeah. They're all good ones.
Yeah.
So we hope folks come out. But, yeah, not quite as much at home this year as we've had in the past.
And then you get a boogie down at the Eagles later
yeah,
on.
Yeah, huh? Absolutely. A student and alumni dance follows that social at 9 o'clock, and that's always an enjoyable time for our community.
Very good.
Out of all the things that happen during homecoming week, Alan, what is one thing you look forward to the most?
Oh, gosh, that's a great team. I think probably riding the Harley out before
there you go.
Before the game starts. It's always fun to get the crowd revved up, but quite honestly, Paul, it's the recognition of our alums for their achievements. Yeah. You know, whether it's at the Hall of Fame for music, the Hall of Fame for athletics, or the awards banquet on Saturday morning, mm-hmm. just being able to publicly thank and recognize folks for the careers they've had and the impact they've made in their disciplines and the way that reflects so positively on VCSU.
And I think people that might be new to Valley City or new to VCSU and they see what the alum and what the alumni have done outside of after leaving VCSU, they're like, wow, that's some pretty good alumni that have done some incredible things once they leave campus, if they do leave campus.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's like, well, I mean, we've got people in Fargo that are, like, mentioned at NDSU. We have athletes. I mean, there's so many people. This is the jewel of North Dakota, I think, Valley City State.
Absolutely. I looked at the total list of folks who are going to be recognized, and they're from all over the country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we've got teams coming back for recognition, and they've scattered all around the country as well. And so we know that they're making an impact in their particular fields wherever they are.
And they spread the good word, too.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. There's, what, four or five individuals and one, the 2010-2011 basketball team.
Yep.
Women's basketball team are going to be honored at homecoming. And there's one name now I'm going to have to really work on. One of the alum that's her maiden name is a tough one.
It is.
Gurlakowski. Do you know?
No, you've got me on that one.
Well, it's
I know Coach Jill's going to be back, so
yeah,
that's going to be great.
Well, Jill will be back, but one of the individuals is G-Y-L-O. There's like, I don't think there's a vowel in her last name.
She's not German then?
No, but I'm going to have to work
Norwegian?
On that. I'll have to talk with Carrie Bodine and Mr. Potts and say, how in the heck am I pronouncing this one?
Oh, goodness.
Because I know I'll have to announce it on Saturday.
All right. Anything else, Al?
No, we're just, the year's off to a great start. And we're going to have some fantastic news, I think, to be reporting here in the next week or two on enrollment and on some national recognitions from U.S. News. And so things are looking good for the campus, and we feel real good about the direction we're going, and we just want to keep growing and keep getting better every year.
And the campus is so pretty this time
of year.
It
is.
It sure is. We invite people to take a walk through. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. Go walk in that the footbridge that connects Fourth and the school, walk over that and head over to the plaza, if you will, and it's just, I love it.
Well, we always appreciate your time.
Well, likewise, thanks for having me, guys.
I tell
it's
you,
always good to visit.
Very enlightening. You bring a lot to our show, and we will have you back.
Sounds great.
Absolutely,
okay.
Appreciate
very
it.
Good. Let's do a little recapping. You want to do a little recapping on local sports here before we
absolutely.
Do anything? Because then we'll get back into our pick six. We got to do that.
We got to do that. Yeah. Well, I don't want to do that, but we'll try it again.
I know.
But, of course, starting with the Highliners, boys tennis picked up their first tennis victory in 2 years. last week, defeating West Fargo 5-4.
Big win for him.
It was a very big win for him because West Fargo is going to be one of those teams, along with Wahpeton and Visas Valley City High School, that don't want to get that play-in. So if they beat West Fargo and Wahpeton, maybe they have to host. They get to host a play-in. So we'll see.
But that'd be a big all win right.
For Coach Nielsen, they have. Here's one little tidbit. Last year, as a team, they had 17 victories. You know, like individual match victories. At 17. They're at 47. Already this year.
And they're young.
They got one senior young on this team, and Miles Taylor, and he's actually the feature of our my senior feature this week.
Okay. So yeah, check those out, too.
Yeah, those
senior
are
features.
Those are great reads. Well, I'm not just saying that because I write them.
There's that radio coming out again.
Yeah, exactly. Volleyball winning in straight sets over Kindred on Monday night. They'll be on the road at Shanley tonight, and then the big volleyball match is Carter and Gabby talked about with Wahpeton coming up here on Thursday. Cross country, they're at Central Cass here today, as Tuesday as we're talking, and then they've got the Bill Jansen Blue White invite coming up here on Saturday out of Bjornsson. The only home meet that the cross country team has, so I look forward to that every year. That starts about 11 o'clock, so come on out to Bjornsson and watch
football Friday night. Fargo South homecoming game there.
Both teams looking for their first win.
Okay. So
both teams coming in, and we almost had one Friday against Wahpeton, 31-27, and literally the lights went out.
Yeah, they did
on
they
one
went.
Side of the field.
I don't know how you play in the dark. I really don't know.
I mean, I've been in the dark for years, but that was ridiculous, and it's just how they
how
play.
How can you finish a game in the dark? I don't know about that one.
No.
I guess.
You and I have our same opinion on that.
We do, and we'll just leave it at that.
Hey, either we forfeit.
Well, we walk off. I'm the coach, and I'm going, hey, you know what? Get your lights fixed. We'll come back.
We'll come back. We can come back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wildcats don't play. We'll come back 11 o'clock on Saturday and play.
Yeah.
But that's another story altogether.
That's us. Whew. And college, of course. We talked about the two volleyball matches coming up this week. Wow.
Yep. And now golf. Sydney Carlson just broke a school record, carded a 75, I think, here last week, which set a school record in for women's golf at VCSU. And that was at the UJ's fall invite. And they're going to be hosting the conference invite up in Carrington. VCSU is with Coach Colin Haas. And that is Haas. I know that one is.
Okay.
the new men's and women's golf coach, they'll be hosting it up in Carrington. And that's what golf, cross country, having another banner start to their season as usual. The cross country team always seems to have a great year. Mm-hmm. And volleyball, football, I think we've talked about just about everything.
I think we have, just about. Yeah.
There's going to be an alumni baseball game, too, going on at Charlie Brown coming up. I want to say Saturday morning or Saturday at 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. or something like that. Since football game's not till 4, there will be an alumni baseball game at Charlie Brown Field.
Gotcha.
So some of those old guys that, you know, still think they can play, will take on Alex DeMaria's crew and see what happens.
Okay. There's a few old guys that can play ball yet.
Oh, yeah. There's a couple of them. I watch them play the Saints. They're not too bad. This one over here?
Yeah, right over here.
I thought you were a clarinet player. Okay.
All right. Multitasked.
Multi-talented.
Yes, multi-talented. Okay. We talked about our pick six winner this week. It was Cindy Wendell.
Yep.
Way to go, Cindy. And our three winners so far, Carrie Marsh, Luke Sorby, and Cindy Wendell.
Yeah, all went 6-0.
Wow.
In their respective weeks.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Got some good pickers out there.
Yeah.
Well, let's go through this week's games. Highliners, Fargo South, we talked about that. Got to go Highliners. It's homecoming.
I'm going to go Highliners because, you know, South's got some athletes.
Yeah.
But we're going to be, I think, homecoming game. Yeah, boys are ready.
DCSU Vikings, Dakota State.
Vikings.
Go Vikes.
Oh, yeah.
NDSU Bison against Towson State. They had a scare last week.
They did, but they're back back at the Fargo dish here on, we used to call it.
They'll roll.
Yeah, the Towson State. I think they're out of Maryland. I'm not sure where
they're going to run out of high school teams to play here.
Yeah, they got the JVs coming in. Bison should take that one.
UND Fighting Hawks against San Diego.
Fighting Hawks. I'm taking the Viking Hawks.
They played well last week.
Shout out to a former Highliner and former Viking.
Yes.
Mr. Riley Gerhardt, a strip sack, and got the recovered fumble.
He had a game.
Yeah.
Way to go.
He's a dude.
Riley, good job. Minnesota Vikings and Houston.
Vikings.
Now you're going to jump on the ship, right?
I'm going to jump on the ship. I'm going to drink the purple Gatorade now. Yeah, I'm jumping on the ship.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Oh, there we go.
That's pretty
that
cool.
Granddaughter?
Granddaughter with the Vikings.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Vikings attire. You Vikings start them young, right? Yeah.
Whether it's VCSU or Minnesota, it's Vikings all the way.
Yeah. And a wild card game this week, Green Bay at Tennessee. Got to go with the Pack.
Yeah. Tennessee struggling without Mr. Patrick, with Henry gone now. So.
But how about our Kirk Cousins guy last night?
Yeah.
Monday Night Football.
Captain Kirk brings him back and beats the Eagles.
Unbelievable.
That game was for the Birds, the Falcons and the Eagles.
Oh, it was for the Birds. Yeah, it was. Really.
I'm here all week.
Okay. I'm just going to throw a shout-out to our sponsors again
Absolutely.
For Pick 6. We're talking Labor Club, VCSU Foundation, Bits Tire, Central Avenue Health Mart Pharmacy, Blair's Auto Body, PetroServe USA, The Farm Store, Handy Home and Hardware, Quality Alignment and Brake Center, Didier's Egg Center, Dakota Rose Floral, Alley Beans, Bong's Bootery, Enterprise Sales, and Smith Lumber Company. Mm-hmm. Thank you to those people.
And again, get your picks in by 5 o'clock Thursday. You can either stop off here at the newspaper, 146 3rd Street, South Northeast. Wait, Northeast? Yeah, we're Northeast.
Yeah.
Or you can email it. The ValleyCityTimesRecord.com. I go through all the emails and all the registrations.
Yes, he does. Busy guy.
Yeah.
I don't know when you sleep, but
what's that? What's that?
I don't know.
I sleep during this show.
And don't forget, we do have that grand prize giveaway, Minnesota Viking Fun bus trip to the Detroit game in October.
Yeah.
So two people are. I mean, we'll have. It's for two.
It's
tickets.
For two folks. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll put all those people that pick. Big time, they go into big drawing, and that'll be
And just
fun.
A reminder, our last 2 weeks of Pick 6 won't be part of
right.
that.
Right, this be the $50 post. Weekly
Correct.
Winner. Yeah. All right, there, we got that settled.
Yes.
Weekly trivia question brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. First of all, last week's trivia question was, how old was Roger Maris when he hit his 61st home run back in 1961? How old was he?
27.
He was 27. He was the youngest of any of the 61 home run hitters. 27 years old. And he went through you-know-what that year.
Double hockey sticks.
To get there. Yeah. Nobody in New York liked the guy.
Because he was chasing the Bambino. You don't chase a god.
Well, that and Mickey Mantle.
And Mickey Mantle.
I mean, he was their boy. Yeah, their son. But, yeah.
If Mantle took care of himself, he probably would have hit just as many.
I know. MVP, what, 61, 62?
And 62, yeah.
Yeah.
And 103 still, home runs in those 2 years.
Still not in the Hall of Fame. That's sad. Let's get into this week's trivia question. First, a word from Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent.
Get all those eggs in one basket. If you need them insured, Nodak Insurance Company is the place to go. They are the agents with answers. You can protect your home, vehicles, business, all of your collectibles, everything. Just check it out and give Chris a call. Chris Quilvang, a call at 845-2912. Again, they are the agents with answers.
I'm going to throw you a lob pitch today.
Do I get to hit one out?
It's NFL.
Okay.
Which four teams are named after cats?
Which I got to count to four?
Teams are named after cats? Yeah, you got to count to four.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Which four NFL teams are named after cats?
After cats.
Okay.
That's our trivia question. We'll have the answer for you next week. Mm-hmm. Brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent, Valley City. Got Al working on this,
too.
He's probably got it already.
The wheels are turning.
On this day in sports history, kind of like this one, 1920, National Football League is born in Canton, Ohio. 12 teams pay $100 each to join the American Professional Football Association, renamed the NFL in 1922. $100. You're in.
Yeah, I'm in. $100.
1947, Jackie Robinson named Rookie of the Year by Sporting News. On this day, 1961, we talked about this last week, Fran Tarkenton plays his first NFL game against the Bears, coming off the bench to lead the Vikings to a 37-13 victory, also becoming the only quarterback to throw four touchdown passes in his first career game.
Wow.
Did not know that.
Shade of things to come.
On this day, 1988, Jeff Reardon becomes first to record 40 or more saves in both the AL and NL. And on this day, 2000, Dan Marino's number 13 jersey retired by the Miami Dolphins.
Best trade the Twins ever made is when they got Jeff Reardon from the Montreal Expos in 1987.
I thought so, too. Yeah. Part of that big, big World Series picture. Sports birthdays today. Here's one for you.
All right.
George Blanda, Mr. Do-It-All, Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback, place kicker, was born on this day, 1927, passed away 2010.
Played till he was 48, I want to say.
A lot with the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, Houston Oilers.
Yeah, the Oilers. And he started with the Bears, I guess. And with the Bears, yeah. Another birthday today with ties to North Dakota. Phil Jackson, 79 today. Pro basketball player and coach. Knicks, Bulls, Lakers. Born in Deer Lodge, Montana. I think he's still hanging out there.
Yeah. I believe the gym at Williston High School is named the Phil Jackson.
Boy, is that a gym, too.
Yeah, that is a nice gym.
Yeah. Another birthday today, Patrick Mahomes.
Never heard of him.
He's 29 today.
Does he play baseball?
No.
His
soccer.
Dad did.
His dad did, yes. Of course, pro football quarterback, Super Bowl MVP 2020-22, Chiefs. Mm-hmm. He's going to be a Chief all his life, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll move on. Do you think?
No. If he gets let go, then they might as well just move the franchise someplace else.
And I do have a Scott Barry update.
Oh,
our Mayville State coach. This came last week, as a matter of fact. Past several weeks remained a roller coaster ride, but his liver counts have made great progress. That's what they're trying to track. And that has been kind of solidified a little bit. So things are going a little better for Scott at this point, so keep up the good work. Scott, we're still praying for you all the time.
Strike out cancer.
Yes. Yeah.
Like we got he used to you.
Yeah. What?
Like he used to do to you, strike you out a few times.
Yeah. That was no problem, striking me out, you know. Try to lay a bunt down, I still couldn't do it. That is going to do it. Toast and Jam for another week. We want to thank our guest, President Al LaFave, and VCHS students,
Gabby Waitson and Carter Haas.
There you go. I was going to do that for you. All the best in their homecoming week this week. And Toast and Jam brought to you by North Dakota Army National Guard and ODAC Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. And special thanks to executive producer Eric Kringley, who really does a lot of work for us. We appreciate that.
Yeah, we do.
From the 1047 studios, like every week, have a nice week. We'll see you next week.